Unit 84 です。I would be more than happy to provide you with a letter of, if you so desire, recommendation, accommodation, presentation, specification. 正解は A の recommendation です。
I would be more than happy to provide you with a letter of recommendation if you so desire.
A letter of recommendation で推薦状のことです。A letter of reference という場合もあります。では、今の例文練習してみましょう。I would be more than happy to provide you. この部分を5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
I would be more than happy to provide you. I would be more than happy to provide you. I would be more than happy to provide you.I would be more than happy to provide you. I would be more than happy to provide you.
次に、with a letter of recommendation, if you so desire. この部分を5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
With a letter of recommendation, if you so desire. With a letter of recommendation, if you so desire. With a letter of recommendation, if you so desire. With a letter of recommendation, if you so desire. With a letter of recommendation, if you so desire.
最後に通しで5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
I would be more than happy to provide you with a letter of recommendation if you so desire. I would be more than happy to provide you with a letter of recommendation if you so desire.I would be more than happy to provide you with a letter of recommendation if you so desire. I would be more than happy to provide you with a letter of recommendation if you so desire.I would be more than happy to provide you with a letter of recommendation if you so desire.
Recommendation には提言、忠告、推薦などの意味もあります。
The consultant made several recommendations to the client.
Made several recommendations でいくつかの提言をしたという意味です。Recommendation, make するものなんだということも覚えておいてください。では、この例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
The consultant made several recommendations to the client. The consultant made several recommendations to the client.The consultant made several recommendations to the client. The consultant made several recommendations to the client. The consultant made several recommendations to the client.The consultant made several recommendations to the client. The consultant made several recommendations to the client. The consultant made several recommendations to the client.The consultant made several recommendations to the client. The consultant made several recommendations to the client.
元になっている動詞は recommend です。
The teacher recommended using word cards to learn new words.
Recommend using word cards. Word cards を使うことを推薦した、勧めたという意味です。では、この例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
The teacher recommended using word cards to learn new words. The teacher recommended using word cards to learn new words. The teacher recommended using word cards to learn new words.The teacher recommended using word cards to learn new words. The teacher recommended using word cards to learn new words. The teacher recommended using word cards to learn new words.The teacher recommended using word cards to learn new words. The teacher recommended using word cards to learn new words. The teacher recommended using word cards to learn new words.The teacher recommended using word cards to learn new words.
Accommodation は宿泊施設という意味です。
The price of the tour includes accommodation.
Includes accommodation 宿泊代金が含まれているという意味になります。ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
The price of the tour includes accommodation.The price of the tour includes accommodation. The price of the tour includes accommodation. The price of the tour includes accommodation. The price of the tour includes accommodation.The price of the tour includes accommodation. The price of the tour includes accommodation. The price of the tour includes accommodation. The price of the tour includes accommodation.The price of the tour includes accommodation.
Accommodation の動詞形は accommodate です。収容する、宿泊させる、合わせるという意味があります。例文聞いてみましょう。
The meeting room can accommodate up to 30 people.
Accommodate up to 30 people. 30人まで収容できる、そんな意味になります。ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
The meeting room can accommodate up to 30 people. The meeting room can accommodate up to 30 people. The meeting room can accommodate up to 30 people.The meeting room can accommodate up to 30 people.The meeting room can accommodate up to 30 people. The meeting room can accommodate up to 30 people. The meeting room can accommodate up to 30 people. The meeting room can accommodate up to 30 people. The meeting room can accommodate up to 30 people. The meeting room can accommodate up to 30 people.
プレゼンテーションはプレゼンですね。発表、提示、進展などの意味もあります。例文聞いてみましょう。
Mr. Heller is going to give a presentation to the board of directors.
Give a presentation でプレゼンをするという意味です。プレゼンテーションは give するものなんだということも覚えておいてください。では、この例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Mr. Heller is going to give a presentation to the board of directors. Mr. Heller is going to give a presentation to the board of directors. Mr. Heller is going to give a presentation to the board of directors.Mr. Heller is going to give a presentation to the board of directors. Mr. Heller is going to give a presentation to the board of directors. Mr. Heller is going to give a presentation to the board of directors.Mr. Heller is going to give a presentation to the board of directors. Mr. Heller is going to give a presentation to the board of directors. Mr. Heller is going to give a presentation to the board of directors.Mr. Heller is going to give a presentation to the board of directors.
Specification は使用書という意味です。
The plant was built exactly to our specifications.
Our specifications で私たちの使用書という意味です。こういうふうに作ってくださいねという指示を出している使用書のことを表す場合ですね。Specifications というふうに複数形で使われる場合が多いです。動詞は specify、形容詞は specific です。これらの派生語も一緒に覚えておいてください。では、今の例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
The plant was built exactly to our specifications. The plant was built exactly to our specifications.The plant was built exactly to our specifications. The plant was built exactly to our specifications. The plant was built exactly to our specifications. The plant was built exactly to our specifications.The plant was built exactly to our specifications. The plant was built exactly to our specifications. The plant was built exactly to our specifications. The plant was built exactly to our specifications.
新トイックの求書です。パート7で求人広告や求職関係、リクルート関係ですね。文書がよく使われます。その中で推薦状が出てくることがあります。Recommendation, Difference。で、文脈によっては Recommendation は推薦という意味もなります。また文脈によって Difference は推薦人、人を表す場合もありますんで、そういった意味の違い、文脈から判断するようにしてください。以上、ユニット84でした。